Good morning, friends. This is Word With You. My name is Ibartu Boetes, and this morning I'd like to share with you concerning the attack that Satan has upon our lives in what we read from the story where Jesus is tempted in the desert. Now, I want to start in Matthew 3 from verse 16 onwards, which happens just before this temptation. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We read then in Matthew 4 that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Very interesting. It says that after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, and the tempter, that's now Satan, came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Now, friends, this is a very interesting story because we see something very profound happening in Jesus' life. After he was baptized, we see the Spirit coming down like a dove upon him. But then from heaven, the Father, in his own voice, affirms Jesus in the presence of everyone there. He makes this amazing statement. He says, "This is my Son whom I love, and with him I am well pleased." How amazing would it be to hear the voice of the Father today saying to you, "You are my son, you are my daughter, I am well pleased with you." Now, something just on the side, I think if Jesus needed affirmation, how much more don't we need it? And that's why we need to read the Word of God and just see how much he loves us and what he did for us, and to hear his voice affirming us and telling us, you know, you are a good son, you're a good daughter, I'm proud of you, I rejoice in you. Now, something interesting happens because Jesus, he hears this word from the Father, "You are my son whom I love." And now he goes into the desert, and we see that he fasts for 40 days, and the Bible says he was hungry, obviously. He was hungry. Now Satan comes and he tempts him in this very interesting way. He says, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And that is his strategy, friends. And we need to see it for what it is, because we shouldn't for one second think that Satan will not attack us in our point of weakness. You see, Jesus was weak from being hungry, and that does not prevent the tempter from attacking. You see, he does not play fair, this enemy that we have. He will attack you in your point of weakness. But at the same time, he says, "If you are the Son of God," remember that God had just affirmed Jesus in being the Son of God. Jesus had just experienced really this amazing victory. And Satan attempts him immediately, even in that victory. So just like we should not believe that he will not attack us in our weakness, do not believe that he will not attack you in your victory. You see, friends, sometimes we, after experiencing some form of victory in life, whatever it might be, we believe and we feel sort of safe and we feel in a good place, and that is exactly the time when Satan comes to attack us. So be careful of that. Now, I don't want for you to live in fear. On the contrary, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, and when he is our Lord, we have nothing to fear. But I do want for you to see the strategy of Satan today. And I believe that strategy is twofold. On the one hand, he uses a lie. He lies to us. He is the father of lies, the Bible says. The NIV translation says when he opens his mouth, he speaks his native language, which is lies. Now, something about a lie which makes it believable is if there is sort of a bit of truth in there. And Satan is very smart in bringing those kinds of lies. Be careful of them. When those lies are so believable, whenever a thought comes up or someone says something to you and you feel uncomfortable with it, we always need to go and measure it up against the Word of God. If it speaks against the Word of God, then I don't want anything to do with it. It's a lie. I'll just throw it away. So be careful of those lies. The second part of the strategy that Satan uses is he uses a lure. So he lies to us and he lures us. In other words, he uses bait. A lure is something you put on the hook to catch the fish, you see. And that's what he tries to do with us. He appeals to our need, for instance. Jesus was hungry. He appeals to his need. He says, "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread," because he was hungry. Satan would appeal to our greed. He would appeal to our lust. You understand? Our own human weakness. He tries to draw us because of that to take the lure, to take the bait, and then obviously just to fall. So friends, today, like I said, I don't want you to live in fear. This enemy that we have is a defeated foe, but it doesn't mean that he is not cunning, and it doesn't matter that he has given up the fight. In fact, we are very much still a part of this battle, but we don't have to be afraid. Jesus was tempted in every way, and yet he was without sin, according to Hebrews. And so friends, we can also have a life in victory. If you see that Satan is trying to attack you, if you see the temptation, see it for what it is. Don't humor him. Don't try and play with him. He's a defeated foe. But in the name of Jesus, resist him. James 4 teaches us when we resist the devil, he must flee from us. So today, if you are experiencing some form of attack, resist him in the spirit right now. Say in the name of Jesus, Satan, get away from me. Don't lie to me. I will not take your lure. And declare victory over yourself in the name of Jesus. I just want to pray with you. And then greet you in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, every person listening to this broadcast right now, I want to pray a protection over them. I want to declare the victory that Jesus attained through his death and resurrection over every person listening to this broadcast, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you would make us sharp when it comes to the strategies of the enemy. Help us to see it for what it is. Jesus, you made a public spectacle of him. You triumphed over him on the cross. And therefore, we can live in that victory. So in Jesus' name, I declare that we are children of the light and we have nothing to do with the darkness. Help us, Lord, to be victors in everything we do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you.